This week, a hospital in Texas confirmed that it had an Ebola case. That's the first Ebola case to develop symptoms inside the United States. Worried readers began to write in to ask well at the New York Times with questions. One reader asked, can I get it from public transportation? As in, if someone with Ebola coughed into their hand, held the pole, somebody else touched it, and then put their finger in the eye. The answer is no.
Someone with Ebola is really, really sick. It's they're seeking hospital care. It is unlikely they are riding the bus. They are not going to work.
The virus is spread by bodily fluid contact, by blood, by vomit.
When it's sweat or urine, you're at practically the dead body stage. So it's not transmitted the way colds could be by touching a pole in a subway or a bus.
How long does the Ebola virus live in outside the body, in sheets, on hard surfaces, in towels, in pools of vomit? And the answer is, it's different for every set of circumstances. The virus eventually dries out in the air and dies. It's not like anthrax, which forms a hard little capsule around itself and can survive for months or years. It's a virus that has an envelope that's meant to live inside blood or the fluid in your cells. It's not meant to live out in the open air, so it dies. A sheet that has wet blood in it would be more dangerous than a sheet with dried blood, because some of the virus would have died out. There's no one answer, but it's considered to be fairly safe after about 24 hours, certainly in environments that are cleaned regularly, like in hospital environments. You're not contagious until you're showing symptoms. So a reader asks whether or not a blood test can show that you have the disease before you're showing symptoms. With blood tests that we have now, no. In fact, in order to be fairly certain, you have to have had the first symptoms, that is a fever, for about 3 days before there's enough virus coursing around in your blood for the blood test to be accurate. Many viruses can be transmitted before symptoms show. The basic answer is every virus is different, and every virus affects the body differently. In the case of Ebola, you have to get a basic all-over body infection with infected blood and vomit coming out of you before you can pass the disease on to anybody else.